There's a need to enhance the protections of human rights, equality and the rule of law when adopting and implementing the emergency powers introduced around the pandemic. So says the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. The COVID-related legal regulations are needed, but with proper scrutiny, the Commission says, in the first study into Irish COVID legislation and how it complies with human rights law. Sinead Gibney is the Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Sinead, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you accept restrictions are necessary because of the public health threat, but you're talking about a blurring of the lines between the legal requirements and the public health guidance. What do you mean by that?
What we found in this report is that it has not always been made clear what are being put out as public health advice and what is being put out as criminally enforced legal obligations for people. And this is important on a number of levels. I mean, first and foremost, on the basis of rule of law, it's important that people know when and how the force of the state can be brought against them. Criminal prosecutions have far-reaching implications into people's everyday lives, so it's critical that we know when we are subject to that law. And besides that, we also believe that it goes against the efficiency and impact of these public health measures if people are unclear. So back in the beginning of the lockdown in March and April of last year, people were very compliant. But as public trust has been eroded with further and further blurring of these lines, we believe that people are less likely to comply or are going to comply in different ways. So some of the examples we've seen throughout the pandemic are the cocooning measures, mm-hmm. Some of the travel limit restrictions.
Which were advisories.
Yes, exactly. But that was not made clear at the time. And it was when it came to light that we see that public trust then being eroded.
But to paraphrase maybe Mike Ryan from the World Health Organization, you know, perfection, if you're aiming for it, can be the enemy of this virus. You need to move and you need to move quickly. And if you go back to last March when this virus first emerged in this country, the government would say they moved and moved quickly to protect people.
Absolutely. This pandemic has now been obviously going on for nearly a year. So as long as these emergency laws and emergency regulations are in place, we need to see better scrutiny and oversight of how they are impacting different groups in Irish society. So we're not asking for terribly onerous additional oversight or scrutiny mechanisms. Some of these indeed are in place for normal lawmaking. But what we need to see is earlier in the process, some thinking around human rights and equality and how these laws and regulations are going to impact
you
people.
You take particular issue, I think, though, with a lot of these regulations and legislative powers being placed within the Department of Health. And you talk about a black hole for consideration of human rights and equality concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. So the report finds that there's a dearth of human rights and equality analysis because of some of the ways that this has panned out, essentially. So first of all, there's no human rights and equality expertise on NEFIT. There had been a subgroup on ethics, but we believe there needs to be a new subgroup established to deal with human rights, equality and ethics. There's also no regulatory impact assessment being carried out at the moment. And what that would normally allow for in normal times is some at least high-level analysis of the equality and rights impacts of any regulations that are being brought into effect, and some of which are nowhere near the far-reaching limits that we're seeing of these regulations. And finally, because of that delegation to the Minister of Health, the usual Oireachtas scrutiny is being suspended as well. So our recommendations really try to address that, and I really urge all Oireachtas members to read the report and consider the implications of these
recommendations. And I'll go through some of your further recommendations as well, but there is some data available. We've received data now, haven't we, from An Garda Síochána around arrests and fines and ages around arrests and fines. What's lacking?
Well, I mean, age is one consideration, but wouldn't it be interesting to know, for example, where particular local areas might be more heavily policed for these enforcement powers, or perhaps against gender or ethnic lines
as well?
Is that
within the power? Do Gardaí have the powers to actually collect data?
Absolutely. They have the power to do so, but despite repeated calls from both ourselves in the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission and from the Policing Authority, that is not being done, or it's certainly not being published.
You know, though, that the guards would say that they prefer engagement and encouragement. Enforcement is the end of the line.
Yeah. And that's fine if you have a good relationship with the Garda Síochána, but unfortunately some of our communities have less of a positive relationship. And in those instances, the impact of the enforcement is likely to be having even further curtailment on their civil liberties, because they will probably avoid any interaction with the Garda.
Have you further worries around the implementation of mandatory hotel quarantine legislation currently going through the Oireachtas?
We have the same concerns about this legislation that's currently in the Oireachtas and any future legislation that relates to the pandemic. So we believe absolutely. I mean, the hotel quarantine is exactly the kind of law that we believe deserves this level of scrutiny and oversight. So, for example, thinking about people with disabilities and how the quarantining may impact on them and how we might mitigate against it. So that's really what we're trying to see, is earlier on in the process, thinking through the impact that might be disproportionate on certain groups and trying to allow for that either in the legislation itself or potentially in future compensatory measures that might emerge afterwards.
Sinead Gibney, Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Thank you for coming into us this morning. It's a